This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All eyes are on the U.S. Treasury Department this morning, which is set to announce hundreds of new sanctions against Russia in response to Alexei Navalny's death 1 week ago. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
CBS News has learned that these sanctions will target nearly 600 banks, companies, and individuals, both inside and outside Russia.
President Biden met with Navalny's widow and her daughter in San Francisco yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is leading a congressional delegation to Ukraine today to promise U.S. assistance in the war with Russia. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has the details.
Even as an assistance bill is still tied up in Congress, Schumer hopes to reassure the Ukrainians that lawmakers will come through. The current package is stalled in the House. Ukrainian President Zelensky has said delays in aid from the U.S. and other Western countries are creating an opening for Russia to make advances on the battlefield.
Both Donald Trump and Nikki Haley will be in South Carolina a day before the primary there. Polls give the former president a more than 30-point lead in Haley's home state. Voter Oakley Dixon says he's still undecided.
Haley goes back for me because I have family who grew up with her, were friends with her. But at the same time, I mean, the things that Trump was doing for the country was pretty incredible.
Coastal Carolina University political analyst Justin Vaughn says Mr. Trump has spent a lot of time there.
Stomping around the state a lot more than you may expect. That's a reflection of them, you know, taking Haley seriously, but also wanting to put this primary season to bed.
Lawmakers in Alabama are rushing to file legislation to protect in vitro fertilization, days after the state's Supreme Court ruled embryos have the same rights as children. Democratic Representative Philip Ensler.
This is government interference, telling women and telling families what they can do with their bodies.
A Republican version calls a fertilized in vitro egg a potential life, not considered human until it's implanted in the uterus. A more than 50-year first in space.
I know this was a nail biter, but we are on the surface, and we are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
Intuitive Machines CEO Steve Altima celebrating the company's lunar lander Odysseus, now the first American spacecraft to touch down on the moon since 1972. And about that massive outage that disrupted cell phone service for thousands of customers yesterday. CBS's Jolene Kent.
The FBI is in contact with AT&T and the FCC is actively investigating. The National Security Council says there's no reason to think that this was a cybersecurity incident.
S&P futures are up one. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavenders with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first game back from the All-Star break in Minnesota tonight against the Timberwolves, the first-place team in the NBA Western Conference. But Milwaukee will still be without Chris Middleton, who's been out with an ankle injury since the last time they faced Minnesota on February 8th. Doc Rivers says Chris will be out at least another two more games. Baseball, catcher, and designated hitter Gary Sanchez is with the Brewers now after failing his team physical. He suffered a right wrist injury during an off off-season workout, but now is expected to return in a week or so. NFL, the Packers introducing their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, who left his head coaching job at Boston College to come to Green Bay.
As a guy that grew up loving football, it's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is like the mecca of the football world to me. Just being here and driving in the Lambo every day, it made a really hard decision a lot easier.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A few flurries or snow showers are possible this morning, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day. It's going to be a lot colder, too. High of 34 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low of 11. Tomorrow, sunshine 40. On Sunday, sunny 48. We're back in the mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. It is Friday, TGIF, the 23rd of February, 2023. Of course, that is not the golden voice of Pat Breitlow, but the raspy voice of one Todd Allball talking to the third person here at Hayward in our beautiful WBZH studios, the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. We are here in for Pat, who is taking a well-deserved vacation this week. He returns next week, and we are here covering the 50th annual Birkenbeiner, American Birkenbeiner ski race all week long. I'm looking forward to that. And joining us, as per usual at this time of the morning, is our very own Greg Bach, our producer. An engineer and co-host today down in beautiful Waukesha, W-A-U-K, the Shaw. Mr. Bach, how the heck are you?
First of all, watch your language. Second of all, I'm doing great. The very sunshine good. Is out. The temperature is decent. And we've got ourselves a friend here.
How about that? Absolutely. Joining us as she has been all week long, we appreciate her so very much, our very own meteorologist and all-around great person, the lovely and talented Ms. Brittany Merlot. Ms. Merlot, how the heck are you this morning?
Good morning, everyone. You know, I've got a little bit of a fever.
Oh, no, really?
I think it's Berkey fever.
Oh, yeah. You got me.
I love yes. how much you love that. It's just like...
Yeah.
Absolutely. <couldn't> wait. That's great. It is Berkey fever. And you know, we were talking to Greg a little bit last hour that our program director, Catherine Lake, I love her. She's been up here helping out the last couple of days, and she's been doing these person on the street interviews. And you would think, you know, you wouldn't blame anybody, right, up here if they were kind of down and like, oh, this sucks, the hot weather, we don't have enough snow. But you know what? People are just, the energy is spectacular. The spirit is, hey, we're going to get through this. We're going to do other things. We're going to, you know, we're still going to have the ski race. It's not going to be as big as it would, but we're just going to have fun. And people have smiles on their face, and they're dressed up in costumes and cool hats. And it's uplifting. Honest to goodness, it's uplifting.
It truly, truly is. That's why I have Berkey fever all the way down here in Wausau. I mean, it is just an event where people really come together and just get along and have a blast no matter what the weather condition is. So what? I'm excited that they're still able to ski some and get together because that community is just very, very special out there. I'll put it that way. So I know really they've been dealt just a bad weather card right now, but today the entire state is going to see just a little bit of snow flying around. And when it hits your town, I want you to think of the Berkey.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, I mean, you know, we personally are always happy to see you, but I know yesterday you brought some unwelcome weather news for a lot of people up here because it was pretty darn warm. But yeah. Brittany Merlot, give us the details. For those wanting to do a little skiing in Hayward, you're welcome to this morning.
Yes, finally, some below freezing temperatures.
We did it, everybody.
Absolutely.
Yes, and even Old Man Winter right now, he's taking a vengeance on Superior, Wisconsin. So that's just, what, 80 miles to the north? They're getting blasted with some lake effect snow right now. And as this cold front continues to drop south through the state today, we'll see those clouds increasing, and then you'll see the snow starting to fly. Now, this is not a big heavy hitter. I know Hayward really wants that, but just a trace for the Northwoods. And as it pushes south and actually east towards the lake, it's going to take some of that moisture off and give you a little bit more, where we could see up to an inch inland of Milwaukee areas and in towards potentially Wisconsin Rapids and Adams could see that as well. So little shot of snow as this cold front drops through. If you're living up north, you're already hit your high temperatures. We're just going to slowly fall throughout the day today. But if you're down south, you're going to pump a little bit into the low 40s, and then you're going to get hit with the cold front, which means you could see rain first, then flipping over to a little bit of snow as it departs. But cold temperatures tonight to the single digits into Hayward area, which is good for making snow if they need to do anything last minute. I'm not exactly sure how those trails are. How are they, Todd?
They're pretty good. Catherine was there yesterday, and it was weird because they've done such a great job of making the trails, I mean, making snow and grooming the trails. But then, I mean, all around the trail, it's brown, right? I mean, there's just no other snow. And so it looks kind of, not kind of, in my opinion, it looks really odd. But I talked to a couple of people, and Catherine talked to several people who are actually doing test runs and doing one of the races. And they said, you know what? It's really not that bad.
Good. That's fantastic. I know it is a weird vibe because that's how it is here at Granite Peak with the fake snow on the runs. And then right off to the side, there's nothing but brown, but yeah.
It's, hey, we have to get through it. Speaking of, for those who might be traveling today, Brittany, I know according to the DOT right now, there's only one little pocket of bad roadways in Wisconsin that is all the way up north of Wisconsin on Highway 13, just north around Bayfield, up to Red Cliff, and around kind of that loop there around the very northern tip of Wisconsin. Other than that, the rest of Wisconsin's roads are in good winter driving condition. As folks see a little bit of that snow you're talking about today, you think it's going to stick to the roadways, or is it going to be more kind of in the air and blowing around?
I think a little bit of both. A majority of it's going to be in the air blowing around, but I do think some of it is going to start to stick to the roads and accumulate just a trace or so, a little bit more into the grassy areas. So yes, northern half of the state, the earlier parts of the day is probably when it could be slick and slippery. Central parts of the state right around lunch, and then the southern half of the state after lunch, you can expect that.
All right, sounds good. Here's a big question of the day, Brittany. Aside from weather, it is the 23rd of February. National Day is today. This is controversial for some. National Skip the Straw Day. It's every fourth Friday in February. Now, there's a lot of feelings on this, and you know, particularly like for plastic straws, because they don't decompose, and then so some people have like a reusable straw, like a metal type of straw, but those could get nasty, right?
Right.
I don't mind a paper straw but the quality of the paper straw is the key. Some are they hold up really well, and some just, you know, for lack of a better term, deflate after you use them for a minute. I'm serious. Have you guys found this or not?
Yeah, they disintegrate.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Like, oh, I got Bloody Mary and paper.
Paper. right. Cares well.
At the club, we have straws that are made out of, it's like a vegetable mix. So they have the consistency of a regular straw, but they break down when you throw them away.
Oh. Okay. I want to try that.
This just blew your minds, man.
Well, yes. because I mean, I think one of the most impactful things for me over the years is I used to, and I still do occasionally, but I used to spend a lot of time in El Salvador in Central America and on the Pacific coast there. And you'd walk along the beach in the morning, and firsthand experience, the amount of plastic washing up on the Central American beaches, the Pacific Ocean, in the last 10 years has risen exponentially. And you do see a lot of plastic straws, and it really had a big impact. So I try when I'm out and about to like just say, no, I don't need a straw. But every once in a while, especially if you're like you're traveling in a car, and it's like, you know,
yeah,
you want a straw.
So I had a little... I had a moment. I got a water, right, from McDonald's, and they don't give you the straws anymore. I don't know if you noticed that. They have the little pushy thing, right?
Yes.
But the whole cup is plastic.
Right? Yes. Right? Yes.
So I'm just, I don't understand. I'm confused.
You just gave me a bigger straw.
Yes.
Well, when I go to a certain local coffee shop, very independent, you may have heard of it, Starbucks, I order my coffee, and it's got that lid on. It's that perfect lid they invented. So now you don't need a straw anymore. And they're like, would you like a straw? And I always say no, very politely. But I want to say, why? Who's asking for a straw to put in the top of the cup?
I think it could be I was going to say a female thing, but people who wear lipstick, I mean, because I know like some women, like they want a particular women that wear lipstick, they want the straw.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is that right, Brittany?
Hey, Todd, I'm just going to ask you a question. Todd, look at me once.
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah.
Do you think that question would apply to me?
Well, I was trying to be. I don't know. I don't think you wear lipstick, but if you do, God love you. There's no judgment. I don't know. See, do you wear lipstick, Greg Buck?
When I want to feel pretty.
All right, things are going downhill fast.
I agree with you. The lipstick thing is a thing, and also really? For coffee too. I actually drink it out of a straw. I prefer it because I don't want my teeth to get stained. So,
good. Yeah. Well, it is National Skip the Straw Day, so you know, you have to skip that. It's also National Tile Day. I didn't know there was a national tile. I'm a big tile. I like a good tile. You know, like I'm serious. Like a good Mexican, you know, the design or a Spanish tile.
Sure.
I get very turned on to that. Here's one for Greg Bach. It's National Dog Biscuit Day. Do you give your dog a biscuit?
Yeah, I give my dog treats all the time. I don't give her like the dog biscuits. I give her, you know, like little treats. We're training her right now, so
right.
Yeah, I give her little treats. I had to say I couldn't say goodbye to her this morning because I was running late. Aww. And I didn't want to set her off because when she sees a new person, she's like, "What is this thing moving in front of me?" But so she's at home right now, and all she's right, adorable. She what? Adorable. What were we talking about?
A dog biscuit day. Is it dog biscuit day? It is dog biscuit day. You give your no. I guess the answer is no. He doesn't. I mean, he wasn't going. Bach was going after me yesterday because I shopped at a local grocery store, and you're not giving your dog biscuits. You're giving him like you know high end personal treats. He goes to a dog bakery. You understand?
You're really bad at like conspiratorial radio. Greg Bach goes to independent dog bakers.
All right, here's another one. It's also national. This is another controversial one. Banana bread. Yes or no? Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
Greg Bach.
Yes.
Todd Allbaugh. No.
Okay.
What?
Brittany, more for us.
Yes, exactly. Okay,
people ask me, you know, I mean, I guess, I don't know, for various reasons, they think I like a banana. And I say, I've tried to like a banana, but I don't like the consistency. And I like banana bread with lots of chocolate chips.
Have you ever seen that scene from Parks and Rec where Ron Swanson tries to eat a banana and ends up putting in a cheeseburger? That's you.
Really? Kind of. I mean, I don't know. I have nothing against bananas, you understand. I just personally don't like them.
Yeah.
But
you know, to each their own.
You know who I do like? I like Brittany Merlot and her fabulous forecast today because it'll be colder up here. Oh, my God. The wood.
Firewood finally gets reused.
The firewood.
We have angered God.
The set is falling apart here. Time to take a break. Brittany Merlot, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on the other side. I think if the set doesn't fall apart, we have coverage of the Birkenbinder, Catherine Lake's interviews with Berkey participants. This is Civic Media This Morning.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Save money with Ooma, an internet home phone service more affordable than a landline. With a one-time purchase of the Ooma Telo, you get internet home phone service for free. All you pay are applicable taxes and fees. Ooma offers address-based 911 and can even send a text alert to your loved ones if 911 has been called. With Ooma's free mobile app, you can take your home number on the go, keep the same number for a one-time fee, or get a new number for free. Visit ooma.com/JillOnMoney today. That's OOMA.com/JillOnMoney.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. It is 20 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Todd Lovell in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow at Up North News. We're calling this Civic Media This Morning. And Greg Bach, always wide awake and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's what my grandpa used to say. You ever, your parents ever say that? Or your grandparents?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, folks, I don't know. If you're not watching... Folks, if you're not watching the live stream right now, you are getting free comedy.
You're missing out.
This is some of the best. I mean, my goodness gracious.
It's probably a good thing it's Friday. Yeah. So first of all, the firewood here beside me fell over. I'm not sure what happened on that. And then I dropped my pen, so I thought I'd bend down to get my pen. And then my headset hit my microphone. It was just a... It was one of those days. But
it's a real professional outfit, folks.
Well, it really is. It really is. It's hard to get this kind of professionalism here. 21 past the hour of 7 o'clock. Glad to have you along. As Brittany Merlot said, temperatures quite a bit cooler than yesterday. No 60 degrees today. Highs up here in the northern part of the state. Struggling to get to the freezing mark, which is really good news for people participating in the Birkebeiner ski race. That snow that's being made at night will stick around even more easily today. We'll have some very special interviews coming up at the bottom, after the bottom of the hour. Our own Catherine Lake has been up here helping out. We really appreciate that. And she has talked to some fabulous people. So we'll have some in-person reporting on the Birkebeiner here after the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, 22 past the hour of 7 o'clock, I want to give you a listen here. There's something going on right now called CPAC. It's a conservative organization. Years and years ago, it was started by Newt Gingrich, is really the one of the people who was the real impetus for that. And as a former Republican myself, I could tell you that this is how old it is. When it first started, CPAC would send out cassette tapes. That's right, not DVDs, cassette tapes. And they would be kind of benign campaign organizing pieces. Like, you know, in order to do a better job on doing door-to-door, make yourself a list and do this and do that. And here's when you approach a door, be friendly and talk. Don't be overtly political. Ask them how their day is doing. I mean, it was stuff like that. Basic, like campaigning, how to build rapport with voters, how to organize voters, things like that. That's what it started out as back in the kind of late 80s when CPAC first became a thing. And as I said, Newt Gingrich was one of the first organizers of this. Well, CPAC is holding their annual convention right now, as a matter of fact. And this was Jack Posobiec at CPAC here this week. And I want you to listen to this, and then we're going to talk about it and discuss it a little bit. Here is Jack Posobiec from the CPAC convention this week.
All right, welcome. Welcome. I just wanted to say welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. We'll replace it with this right here.
All right, amen.
That's right, because all glory is not to government, all glory to God.
So that was the cut from Jack Posobiec. And if you obviously can't see it if you're listening to the radio, but what he held up when he said we're going to replace it with this is a crucifix or a necklace with a cross on it. I'm not exactly sure what, but the point is it was for a cross. And this goes to something that we talked about a little bit on our noon show yesterday. And it's disturbing for a person. I know Greg and I talked about it briefly, I think, yesterday here as well. for someone who grew up in a Methodist church and someone who still has a personal faith, I'm not ashamed of that. For me, it's a personal thing. I believe there is a God. I believe in miracles. But it's a personal thing for me, right? And I know that living in the United States of America, one of the great parts of the United States is it was not founded on any particular religion. It was the freedom to choose the religion that you would like, or if you're not a person of faith, you don't have to be. That is up to you. That's part of the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. And what is happening in the United States right now, and I hesitate to even call it part of the Republican Party because it has nothing to do with the foundations of the Republican Party in America, but that moniker, that label is being used for what we just heard. And that is a Christian nationalistic society, a movement. And again, to be very clear, I'm not talking about your local Methodist church. Yesterday here in Hayward, there was a great, cool Catholic priest at the Angler Bar and Grill last night going around saying hi to people. They're hosting the spaghetti feed for the skiers up here today in Hayward. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the Lutheran lutefisk dinner. That's a different type of faith and religious activity that does a lot of good for the most part in our communities. I'm talking about what we just heard, these predominantly white Christian nationalists, and their objective, as you just heard in that cut at the CPAC convention this week, is to replace the United States Constitution with the Bible and replace the United States Constitution and the law with biblical law. And I thought that former Republican congressman from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger, who is part of the January 6th committee along with Republican Liz Cheney, he said it very well on social media this week about these people. He said, you know, and it was a little controversial, but I agree with him. He said these white Christian nationalists are no different than the Taliban. Now, the end result may be slightly different, but the similarity is that the Taliban wanted a country ruled by religion, Islamic law, Shia law. These people want the United States of America ruled by Christian law. And they're no longer even overt about it. I mean, you heard that cut. The part of a large part, if not the main part of January 6th, was to overthrow the government and to instill this white nationalistic Christian law. This weekend, or last weekend, down in Florida, House Speaker Mike Johnson hosted what was supposed to be a leadership conference, and they got down there, and this is according to Republicans, who are frustrated. Got down there, and Mike Johnson, the speaker, turned it into a white Christian nationalist revival. And people coming out of there said, look, we didn't come down here for a church revival. We came down here to talk about the United States and our agenda. It's time that we start talking about this, recognizing it, and calling it out. It is un-American to suggest that any particular religion or faith become the law of the land. So just wanted to let you hear that for yourself, what's happening at this CPAC convention. A little disturbing, Greg Bach, at least to me.
Absolutely. I you hear someone say, we didn't overthrow democracy. You're like, oh, this right. Person has influence. And I, yeah. and I do not.
Well, we together, it's that's one of the reasons that we're here, to try to just bring folks the facts and let people know. So anyway, we're going to turn the page here, and you're not going to want to miss what's coming up next, because you can hear Todd talk about the Birkebeiner. But what are people who are participating in the Birkebeiner saying? Our own Catherine Lake has been out on the streets talking to Birkebeiner participants. Yes, Todd could talk. We'll have their story firsthand on the other side. Don't go anywhere. The stories are next. The news starts right now.
Listening to locally grown radio WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's estimated that about 84% of Wisconsinites enjoy a fish fry at least a couple times a year. 42% say they go about once a month. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. And one of the most popular fish for that fry, yellow perch, a fish that was plentiful in Wisconsin at one time. Tammy Paoli, DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo, explains our history with the yellow perch.
So yellow perch have a history going back for decades where for Friday night fish fries, this was the prime fish that people were interested in eating. And Green Bay is unique in that it supports the last remaining state-licensed commercial fishery for yellow perch in Lake Michigan. There is some tribal harvest that occurs in the northern part of the lake on the Michigan side, but Green Bay itself is the last state-run commercial fishery for yellow perch. And this is because we support a population of yellow perch where we have plenty of perch to go around for both the commercial industry and for sport anglers in Green Bay.
Tammy Paoli, the DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo, she said if you're wondering about the origin of the yellow perch on your plate tonight, bear in mind Wisconsin's remaining commercial fishery harvests about 100,000 pounds of yellow perch every year, primarily circulated in the Green Bay area. The rest of the yellow perch probably coming from Lake Erie, where they harvest about 6.5 million pounds of perch every year.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And a week from today, we'll learn the identity of the 6 finalists that would like to become our next Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will make the announcement and introductions at Landmark Resort in Egg Harbor next Friday. Remember, Door County will be hosting the final phase of interviews May 2nd through the 4th. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
A few flurries or snow showers are possible this morning, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day. It's going to be a lot colder, too. High of 34 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low of 11. Tomorrow, sunshine 40. On Sunday, sunny 48. We're back in the mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally Grown Radio from Vesper to Plover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
fever. Got me waiting for winter. Got me praying for snow. Berkey fever, I'm a true believer. Just get me to the stars.
Welcome back to Civic Media this morning. It is 34 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Greg Bach, keep that music going. Where did you find that?
I just typed in Birkebeiner ski race song.
Let's listen to a little bit of this. This is fantastic.
I had to send this to. It's called Berkey Fever.
I love this. Let's listen to it.
Trying to pick up all my bases. I pack up all my gear. Heading for the Northwoods and that Birkebeiner trail. Tell a Marco bust. It's a madman's lust, but I'll make it without fail. Berkey Fever. Got me eager as a beaver.
We are definitely praying for snow up here in Hayward, Wisconsin. The awesome Greg Bach dialing up a little Berkey Fever this morning. We do have Berkey Fever here in northern Wisconsin. And thanks to Brittany Merlot, or at least Mother Nature, temperature is going to be a little bit cooler. We're actually down to 24 degrees. That's fantastic news here in northern Wisconsin this morning. As Brittany Merlot says, we can expect some flurries. We're not going to really pick up a lot of accumulation. Maybe a quarter inch or so if we're really lucky. But it is good news for the snow makers and making machines. Of course, they've been making snow whenever they can, whenever it drops down below freezing, and particularly at night. They have the trails groomed. And instead of going from Cable to Hayward, and normally it would, for those watching on the stream, looking out my window here where the sun is coming up and it's a beautiful day here in Hayward, normally the Birkebeiner ski race would finish about a half a block from where we're at. But because of the lack of natural made snow or Mother Nature's snow, everything is going to happen up in Cable. There is a really nicely groomed 10-kilometer loop track through the woods. And Catherine Lake has been up here, our program director at Civic Media, helping out. We really appreciate that. And she has done some great interviews with people here on the scene, kind of person on the street interviews. So we thought we'd, rather than Todd talking about it, we'd bring it to you in their own words, courtesy of Catherine Lake's reporting. So, Mr. Bach, if you'd be so kind, let's go to one of those interviews now. Here's Catherine Lake interviewing participants of the 50th annual Birkebeiner ski race.
I did the Berkey Open Track Classic today. 3 laps, 30 kilometers.
How did it feel?
I feel good. I'm glad I was able to do it. They did an amazing job with the course layout. It was challenging but interesting, and just they did a great job with
plenty of snow.
Did they
bring it in?
They make snow. They have trails open during the winter with machine-made snow, and then they made mountains of snow, and this last weekend they were out with front-end loaders and dump trucks and spreading it around and grooming it and everything, getting it all set up. So it was an amazing thing. And
have you done it before, the Berkey?
This is my 30th.
Berkey?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah,
What's your name?
Peter Voorhees. Hayward High School, class of 68. I live in the Keweenaw Peninsula of Upper Michigan now, and we do have some snow up there, but not like usual. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Think about that, Greg. 30 years doing the Birkebeiner out of 50. How cool is that?
That's just he's so excited. And the way he said it. A high school class. I just love it. I love it.
No, and I think that's one of the things that Catherine and I have found up here this week is that there's so much pride that goes into this event locally. For people who grew up here or from the area, live here, people are just, they're very, very proud of what this has meant for the last 50 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, before getting the Berkey fever as well, I worked with somebody who this was his, he'd be up around you. For like a week, he'd have to do it. He was also much older, so he'd take like 3 days off afterwards.
All right.
But he loved it. We spoke with Sean, who's the marketing director from Berkey, and he said that this is a time when people, this kind of like a summer camp. They see them once a year. These are their Berkey friends from all over the world, and they look forward to it. And I'm really happy it's able to happen this year, even if they can't enjoy to the full extent of the snow and the cold. Mm-hmm. They still get to enjoy those connections and relationships with people, and they're still having people are still having a blast.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. And again, thanks to Catherine Lake for helping us out this week with some of this reporting. We're going to do another one of the interviews here. And again, it's an international type of event here. And one of the cool things is talking to people from all over the world. So once again, here is Catherine Lake from Civic Media talking to some of the folks for the Birkenbeiner and the 50th annual one here in Hayward.
What's your name?
Sophia Velazur.
Oh my gosh, that's a heck of a name. Is that what kind of name is that?
That is, I guess, originally a Czech surname that got, I guess, Anglicanized when my grandfather moved to the U.S.
It's beautiful.
Or my grandfather's parents. I'm not sure.
Very good.
But, yeah.
So you're here for the Berkey.
Yes.
Did you go to ski today?
No, we just got here.
You just got in town.
Yeah.
Are you
yeah.
excited?
Yeah. Also, I'm amazed that they're having the Berkey this year at all.
There's
it's
no
incredible.
Snow.
There's no snow. I don't see a fleck of snow here. And for them to make like a 10-kilometer track, it's insane.
It's insane. You haven't seen it yet, then?
No, but I saw photos.
You did.
And it looks good.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Is this your first Berkey?
No, this is my third Berkey to date, I think. I did a couple when I was younger, but the thing has been like 5 years since the last one, so I'm excited.
Very excited.
Yeah.
And you are?
Greg Velazur, Sophia's father.
Very good. And you've done the Berkey before?
Yes, this will be my seventh.
Seventh?
Mm-hmm.
And are you excited about it? Do you
I
think
am.
It's going to be okay without snow on the ground here in Hayward?
Well, I'm still excited about it. Yeah, I'd prefer to be coming down the main street of Hayward, but it's amazing that they can do it at all, so we're happy to be here to do it, yeah.
And you'll be here next year, of course.
I hope so, yeah. We live in Switzerland, so...
You do live in Switzerland.
We don't get here every year, but we get here probably at least half the time, at least one of us.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
How cool is that, Greg?
That
is. You're just walking down. Catherine Lake is walking down the street helping us out, and she just runs in front of Angler's Bar and Grill here in downtown Hayward, a couple of folks from Switzerland.
Yeah. And like this is what they do every year. If they can. Like, it's just. And let me also reiterate my point before. Like, there's no real snow up there. It's not very cold, but they're still so excited to be there and thankful that they get to be there. And I just, yes.
I know.
Yes.
Honestly, I just feel better for having come up here this week.
That's just fantastic.
The spirit, the human spirit has been renewed. And there again, you know, a dad and her daughter and his daughter visiting, going from Switzerland to, you know, to little old Hayward, Wisconsin,
yeah.
Not New York, you know, not Minneapolis, which are all both fine towns. But I mean, to this little tiny town in Hayward, Wisconsin, which, you know, the population just surges every year this time.
Yeah, I love it. And I wish them all the best and all the fun in the world. And hopefully next winter we'll bring more snow. But for now, let's enjoy what we have and wish them the best of luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have another interview here, I think, with Catherine. If we got that queued up, Greg. Again, these stories, these firsthand stories of people coming to, or some live here already, some coming. But here's another interview that Catherine Link filed yesterday with us from the Birkenbeiner here in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Can answer.
What's your name?
Julie Ablin.
And you live in Hayward?
In the summer.
In the summer.
But we always come up for the Berkey.
And it's crazy Berkey time. I mean, is this smaller than usual because there's no snow?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It is. It's a whole different environment when there's snow. It's pretty amazing.
And you mentioned something that is intriguing to me. My father was paraplegic.
Oh.
And I remember him trying to ski because he was a walking paraplegic. He had foot drop, right? And they have a para ski here.
Yes, they do. And it's last year when we watched, they had a couple of skiers that were blind. There are three or four that were paralyzed, and then an amputee. And it was really neat the way they helped. That, you know, like the blind skiers each had at least two people with them. And the paraplegic skiers had people with them. And coming up, you've not been here before, so you've not seen the bridge that goes over the...
Not yet.
Over Highway 63. So they come, and they have to go up this huge hill to get up this bridge, and then it's pretty much straight down to go onto Main Street. And so trying to figure out how they were going to get them down without them crashing at the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was really neat. You know, they would have skiers, like, hang on to the back of them to slow their forward progress. It was amazing.
They call that the snowplow, don't they, when you put the tips of your skis together?
When you're a paraplegic, there is no snowplow. They were on these little, like, ski chairs, kind of. And getting up that hill was all arm strength. It was all, you know, digging in with their poles to get them up this bridge. It was really impressive.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I mean, right there. I mean, what more do you want, Greg Bach? Isn't that fantastic?
Let's do the Birkenbeier like twice a year.
Right? Right? I mean, those are just the stories that Catherine Lake found for us, and we appreciate it so much. But just walking down the street and running into people.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't lined up. This wasn't planned. These are just people that are here organically. And those are the types of people that this event brings together on an annual basis. And again, at the top of the show, we talked about this. It's things like this that remind me, and hopefully others after hearing these stories, how much alike we are versus different, and how much good there is in our communities.
I couldn't agree more with that. I think that, you know, when you get to places like this, whether it's a Birkenbeiner or a county fair, or just, I don't know, like just even going to like a high school musical, sitting in a room with families, they're all there for one thing, to enjoy what's happening. Yeah. And you're all happy to be there and proud of the people around you. You're right. It connects us more. It makes us, I don't know, it makes, without getting all hokey about it, but it does. I'll just leave it there. It connects us more. And you're right.
Totally agree.
We have more that brings us together.
And Catherine had a really interesting observation last night. She said, you know what? I never asked anybody who they were voting for or what they thought of either candidate, you know, Trump, Biden, whatever. If we just leave the politics out and we don't know where each other is at politically, you don't know what kind of friends that you might make, you know, just talking to people.
Yeah.
And again, of course, we talk all the time about the importance of voting, and it is. I'm not saying it isn't. But I think it's another great reminder that if we focus on the person and humanity, you might get to find out something that you wouldn't find out if you started off with, well, who are you voting for?
Yeah, no.
You know?
No. And I am so guilty. I don't even ask who people are voting for. I try to just judge it off of what they say. The things, the energy they put out there. And I don't know who this woman talking about the skiing voted for, and I don't care. She had a wonderful story, and I hope their summer in Hayward is just as fun as being up here for the Berkey. So,
yeah, no, it's a wonderful event, and of course the Birkenbeiner. If those who wonder, well, how did this whole thing start? It really got its roots back in 1206 when Todd was a young boy. No, in 1206 in Norway, it all revolves around the saving of Prince Hanakon, who was, at least under legend and lure, was at risk of being killed. And so his parents put him kind of on these skis and birch binders around their legs, and they skied to save the kid. Well, of course, he went on to be King Hanakon Hanakason IV and forever changed Northern Europe's history. And so that was recreated in 1932 at a ski race in Norway. And that is what the local person here, the late Tony Wise, and if you mention Tony Wise's name, people know instantly up here that he was the person who started this thing in 1973. So that's where the whole thing began, was kind of this Norway legend lure.
So when you pull up the Berkey Fever clip on YouTube, it's a painting of two gentlemen, in like warriors, and the arms of one of them wrapped in a blanket as a little boy. And
that's where it came from.
What was the name of that king again, though?
Hanakon Hanakason IV.
Okay. Inventor. And as we all know, he invented Hanukkah. So there you go.
Put on your yarmulke, have a happy Hanukkah and Berkey, as it turns out.
We're all connected in more ways than we know, Todd.
And it's things like this that remind us of that each and every day.
Absolutely.
We are, again, thanks to Catherine Lake for helping us out up here to get those great interviews. And the Birkenbinder continues all day. We'll have more reports on our show at noon. And then tomorrow on Saturday, Jim Santel's Morning Cannoli is from 9 until 11 with Gray and Big G. So all kinds more Berkey coverage right here on Civic Media. Stay tuned. We'll have more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's Civic Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Selecting the right multi-peril crop insurance policy and hail coverage are big decisions. Thankfully, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can help you find the right fit for your farming needs. The specialists at Ag Country know agriculture and will utilize their exclusive Optimum tool to save you time and protect your bottom line. Contact your local Ag Country office today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
For winter, got me praying for snow.
I could listen to that song all day.
I mean, honestly.
Really, it's fantastic.
I was like, let's play a song we're going out. I'm like, no, let's just play Berkey Fever again.
Absolutely. Does it say who sings that or who does that, performs that song?
The name is Chris Hennum. H-E-N-N-U-M. Chris Hennum.
Props to Chris.
It says,
I love that.
The classic song every Nordic skier needs to know. Okay.
I'm not sure if you're familiar, but it has a little bit of that Camp Mount Joy type of vibe to it.
Dude, the mandolin. Give me mandolin all day long.
Oh, me too. Fantastic job there. 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, at the top of the hour, our friend Earl Ingram steps in on most of these airwaves, except in Bull Falls Radio, Wausau WXCO, where our friend Chad Holmes has the Chad Holmes Show from 8 until 10. And so we encourage you to stick around and listen to those great programs. Checking the weather forecast around the state. Going to be cooler today, not quite as warm as yesterday, so there will still be people in Wisconsin that want to break out the shorts, but you might want to have a jacket as well. Temperatures only into the 40s in the southern part of the state will be close to breaking the freezing temperature mark up here in northern Wisconsin, which is good news for the Birkenbinder folks as they try to make more snow and keep the trails groomed. Looking for highs right around the freezing mark today. We are at 24 right now in Hayward, and looking around the state, 32 degrees right now in the Fox Valley, and over in Eau Claire area around 30. Down in southwest Wisconsin, around 30 in Richland Center, 30 degrees right now in Madison area as well. So temperature actually cooling off a little bit, Greg Bach, than they were this morning. So that's, again, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I like the warm temperatures. But for those here in the Birkenbinder, this is good news.
This is perfect news. And you know what else is good news? I got a surprise for you, sir. One and only Catherine Lake is on the phone right now. Catherine, what are you up to?
I am heading back to Madison reluctantly, I'll tell you. This was a spiritual retreat for me. This was an incredible couple of days. And I just got a shout out to you, Todd. I can't believe how hard you've worked. Doing two shows a day and sleeping at the station like a homeless person, camped out, and you're so good at this. It was such fun being here with you. I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Well, you're way too kind, and I appreciate the opportunity. I mean, and yes, I have been sleeping on the futon here, which is not that bad. It's pretty comfortable, actually, here at the station. And I have a shower. I have a shower. So, I mean, if I got a bed and a shower and a hot plate, I'm set to go. But I really appreciate you coming up and helping out, because I said to you yesterday, last night at dinner, had it not been for these interviews, you know, I think that's what really made the event, hearing from people, the participants. So right back at you. I appreciate that. But agree or disagree, Greg and I were talking about this earlier, that people up here could have been pouty. You wouldn't have blamed them if they were a little salty because of the weather. But I think you and I have found this week that it's completely the opposite.
100%. Nobody complained about anything. Nobody. We'll run it. You have one more clip that maybe you'll get a chance to in your show at noon of a boy who comes to his first Berkey with his dad, who's been here several times. They don't participate, but the boy ran. He ran. Yeah. Because they do runs and bikes, too. These are hardy people.
They are. I mean, and many of them have that Nordic blood in them, but many don't as well. And I think it's just, again, the spirit of the event. But, yeah, if we don't get to that interview clip here yet before 8, we'll certainly play it on our noon show as well. So it's been fantastic. Well, it really has.
Thanks again for the opportunity to be with you, Todd. It was just a blast.
Well, thank you, Catherine. Really appreciate it. Safe travels back down to the world headquarters in Madison. We'll see you back home on Monday. Thanks so much, Catherine. Really appreciate it.
10-4.
Catherine Lake. All right. Catherine Lake, our program director at Civic Media, joining us live. We appreciate that as she motors back down to Madison. And, it's been an all-around great event, Greg Bach.
I mean, honestly, just feeding off your energies has been great. You know, these past few days, you know, I mean, honestly, I love what you did with the Hayward studio. Hayward sounds like a beautiful place to be at. I mean, maybe next year a few of us will go up to the Berkey and just
right
live, live broadcasting.
Bring your air mattress or sleeping bag. There's plenty of room up here in the old Hayward studio.
No, I'm an adult. I'll get a hotel room. Thank you very much.
He's an adult. Listen to that. maybe, you know, little by little, maybe we'll grow it. And because we have a tent up here, like and we, in fact, I think tomorrow on Jim Santel's show, Morning Cannolis, Gray and Big G are going to be up at Cable for part of their on location interviews.
That's fantastic.
And interviewing people up there. We thought about taking this whole setup up there today for the noon show, but it logistics and also. Most of the skiing and snow is happening in the woods where we really couldn't show that. So
I'd love to see that. Sure. Just all of you running through the woods. How are you doing right now? Please, sir, leave me alone.
Wouldn't that be great if we had like the setup where we could like I did some downhill skiing back in the day, but not a lot of cross country skiing. But how cool would it be to interview people on a hill skiing through the trail?
I feel like you got a lot of poles thrown at you.
People would be like, get the heck out of my way. What is this goofball doing trying to interview me as I'm racing?
Yeah. Before we get going, I wanted to shout out to Rob from Tigerton. We didn't get a chance to get to his comment before, but hey, he gives the weather update up there in Tigerton. Good morning from Tigerton. We have partly cloudy skies at 30 degrees. Yesterday, power loss in the Tigerton area was the result of a semi-truck flipping his truck and hitting a power pole along Highway 45. The truck driver escaped with minor injuries. The seatbelt saved his life. Wear your seatbelts.
Great reminder. Thank you very much. That's the news from Tigerton. We'll see you again this afternoon from noon until 3 on our show. But before that, from 10 until noon, our lead-in today, the one, the only, Mr. Greg Bach. Jane is taking a day off. You're in the captain's chair. What's going on?
I am in the captain's chair, and things are gonna get whipped into. I'm just kidding. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Is Jane going to a bird conference or what's going on?
Oh, in her dreams she would be. No, she has got. We talked about it yesterday, so we can talk about it openly. She's getting a colonoscopy. We talked about that with Dr. Lyerly yesterday. The importance of getting a colonoscopy when you hit a certain age. And she's out today. She'll be back on Monday. But I'm going to be sitting in the big chair, and I'm going to have Mr. Fancy Brian Kelly. I'm going to also have Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area and Matt Miller from On Milwaukee to talk about Oscar season, baby.
Getting it done. Greg Bach, Matt Nair on Air from 10 until noon. We'll be tuning in. And Greg Bach, thanks for all the work this week, by the way. You've been fantastic.
It's been a pleasure.
Really great working with you. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And for those wondering, Pat Kreitlow at Up North News and all the regular features will return next week, as well as a tan, rested, and ready Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah, exactly.
It has been a blast. Stay tuned next for Earl Ingram's show on most of these stations and for the Chad Holmes show in Wausau. Make it a great weekend in Wisconsin, everyone. We appreciate you listening. For Greg Bach, I'm Todd Allball, and for Catherine Lake, thanks for tuning in as well. Live from the Birkenbeiner in Hayward, it's Civic Media This Morning. Your news starts right now.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden has just announced a package of sanctions against Russia 1 week after the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny.